less than a couple of weeks away from the municipal election. Have you decided who you're going to vote for yet? It's not easy keeping track of all the candidates, but now a Kamloops man has taken it upon himself to help inform voters. Daryl Schmidt has created a website devoted entirely to the Kamloops campaign. It's called KamloopsVoter.ca, and Daryl dropped by to tell us all about it. Hi, Daryl. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in this morning. So what made you decide a website for local voters was needed in the first place?
I was actually helping two of my sisters, my union sisters, Allison Klee, who was running for Kamloops City Council, and Molly Rutledge, who was running for TNRD. And just through dealing with them, I met a whole bunch of other people. And actually, my wife was running for City Council in the by-election. So I met a bunch of people there, and it ended up, I've been asked by about half a dozen people to help them with their online presence. So I figured, why not just help everybody?
And so you create, this must have taken a lot of time. This is quite an extensive website.
Well, once I decided that's what I was going to do, it took me about 6 weeks.
Wow. And so can you describe it for people who haven't been on the site?
What it is, initially when you go there, you can see profiles of everyone who's running, who's decided to participate. You can also ask all of the candidates questions. So it's much like an online forum, but you don't have to stand in front of a microphone with everyone staring at you. And then the candidates also have more of an opportunity to give thoughtful responses to all of the questions. If you see a candidate that you want to support, you can actually write a short little endorsement for them.
Oh. What's in it for you in all this?
Democracy. That's just helping people get the information that they need to make an informed decision.
Do you do this for your work? What kind of work do you do?
I'm an electrician.
And so web design is just sort of a...
It's always been a hobby of mine.
Okay. So why do you think a website like this is needed? Are the traditional sources like newspaper or radio just not working? Not getting the word out?
It's really not that they're not working. It's a matter of having all the information all in one place. So one of the things I'm doing is actually linking to all of the traditional media.
Very good. Do you cover the school board campaign as well on your site?
We are, yes.
Wow, okay. Where do you get your content for the website from?
The content's created by the candidates themselves, people that are writing endorsements and questions. And I go to all the traditional media and I just link to their content.
In the process of doing this, how well have you got to know some of the candidates?
Oh, very well. We also interact socially with a bunch of them.
And so they must be filled with gratitude that you've been willing to dedicate your time to doing this.
Oh, everyone's happy to be helped.
Now, what happens if you end up putting more focus on one candidate than another or give them more exposure?
Very interesting. Everybody's watching me.
Ah.
Even things like one of the candidates that I was initially supporting, Allison Klee, because her name begins with A, it was at the top. Because I was just sorting by the full name, and one of the candidates mentioned that. He said jokingly, and I took it as such, but I thought, you know what? Someone else might not be joking about it and actually think that I was giving her preference.
Hmm. So what did you do about it?
I took all of the candidates for each of the seats that they're running for and then randomized.
Hmm.
So every time you go there, it's different.
It'll be different.
Yeah.
What has the response been so far to your website from voters?
Oh, it's been going gangbusters. It's if you look at the online forums, we're getting many times that every day.
Wow. How many hits do you get a day? Do you know?
It's a lot.
Oh. And what about for the people running for the campaign? What are you hearing back from them?
Oh, they think it's a wonderful resource.
Great to have you here. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.
That is Daryl Schmidt, the creator of KamloopsVoter.ca.